教会这种长进的光景都让我心里面很的安慰跟鼓励。
It's really a great encouragement to me every time I come back here and see the work that's done here.
看到主的工作继续在这个地方兴旺让我们在远处的人也觉得心里面得到力量，在这里从这个地方得到支柱。
To see that the God is indeed working here, and this work here is really improving and expanding, and it really encourages us because we know it sustains us.
这个证明神在 Cincinnati， 神也在洛杉矶。
This proves that God is in Cincinnati and in Los Angeles.
在过去的两天，我讲到个人跟教会应该对神所给我们这个敞开的福音的门的反应。
We talked about how God has called us as He opened the door, and how we should respond to that.
我用两个题目来讲这两件事。
I will use two sermons to talk about this particular aspect.
我讲到我们自己应该要敞开心门。
One that we are to open the door of our own hearts.
我们的教会也要敞开它的门。
And then also that the church should open its door of its heart.
那么今天早上我要来跟弟兄姊妹们谈谈神他敞开的那个心门。
And then I want to talk about the open heart door of God.
许多时候我们不去传福音。
A lot of times we don't go to preach or evangelize.
因为我们不明白父神的心。
Because we don't understand God's heart Himself.
有的时候我们听人说神不会拯救我这个人。
Sometimes we say God will not save this person.
我太坏了。
I'm too bad.
或者说神不会要我这个人。
Or God will not want this kind of person, me.
因为我一点好处也没有。
Because I don't have any goodness at all.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是不明了父神的心的人所说的话。
This is only because we don't understand God's heart, and people say that this kind of person that doesn't understand God.
我们应该听听神自己的话。
Let us see what God's word Himself says.
看看神他说他自己是有什么样子的心。
And so we can see what God's heart is really like and what He says Himself.
在约翰福音三章十六节，那里神这样子说。
In John 3:16, we hear that He says.
他说叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So that all who believe in him will not perish but will have eternal life.
这个一切是包括所有的人。
This everyone includes everyone in the world.
你坏也好，你自己觉得好也好，你觉得有好处也好，你觉得没有好处也好。
Good or bad, or whether you think that you are good or bad, that doesn't matter.
你都包括在这个一切之内。
This is included in whoever.
那么在罗马书第五章十八节里头这样子说。
In Romans 5 verse 18 it says,
他说照样因着一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
So verse 18 says, for through one transgression,
照样因一次的义行。
Through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有听到英文都读他说这个地方的这个中文所说的这个众人，英文翻译成所有的人。
And the English here says to all men.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的救恩是为世上所有的人准备的。
That is to say that God's salvation plan is for all the people of the world.
提摩太前书一章十五节这样子说。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 also says,
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners.
这个地方的罪人是讲到所有一切的罪人。
It talked about all the sinners.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗从来没有担心有人不得救。
Paul didn't worry about those who he felt would not be saved.
因为他觉得假如他这个罪人中的罪魁能够得救，所有的人都应该可以得救。
Because he feels that himself he is a foremost of sinners, so that he felt that if he could be saved, everyone could be saved.
我信主之后，我也是这样子想。
When I became a believer, I also thought that way.
我从来不为一个不信主的人去担心。
I was not worried about people who apparently could not be saved, they said.
因为神要拯救所有的人
Because I knew that God would save all people
除非这个人他不要这个救恩
Unless this person did not want salvation
因此让我们了解弟兄姊妹们神的心是向世人大大的敞开的
And so we know God's heart is open totally to all people
彼得后书三章九节那里说他不愿有一人沉沦乃愿人人都悔改
In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, God is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
为什么我们不能领会神这样子的心?
How is it that we cannot understand the heart of God?
任凭我们四周的人听不到福音。
Even though the people around us may not seem to hear the gospel,
我们是不是常常对神这样子说?
Do we often say to the Lord,
神啊我愿意爱你更深
We often say that Lord I want to love you more
神对这个话的答复说你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令
And Christ would say that if you love me you would follow my commandments
约翰福音十四章十五节
John chapter 14 verse 15 says
神岂不曾命令我们去普天下使万民做我们的门徒吗
Isn't that God wants us to go to all the earth to make disciples of all peoples
假如我们对神说我爱你
If we say to God that we love you
神说你若是爱我你就到普天下去让万民做我的门徒
And Christ would say that if you love me you would make disciples of all nations
弟兄姊妹们我们应该要晓得圣经里的所说的爱是必然有行动
And the love that the Bible talks about is a love that has action.
今天我们讲爱多半是口头上的爱。
The love that we talk about a lot of times is only a talk.
但是圣经上的爱必然是有行动跟随的。
But the love that is spoken of in the Bible has action following it.
因为神爱世人，所以他赐下他的独生子。
Because God loved the world, so therefore he sent his son to the world.
假如我们要爱神，神说你到普天下去，是万民做我的门徒。
And if we love God, then we will make disciples of all nations, as he said.
为了让门徒们能够明白父对世人的心。
As in order to make the disciples understand the love of God towards us.
能够明白神对人的爱。
Understanding how God's love is towards the people.
那主耶稣就对他们说了一个比喻。
And so Christ gave the disciples a parable.
这个比喻就在路加福音十五章。
This parable is in Luke chapter 15.
请弟兄姊妹们现在翻到路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
我们看。第十一节到二十四节
Verse 11 to verse 24
这是浪子的比喻
This is the parable of the prodigal son
我最爱读这个故事
I love to read about this story
我也常常讲这个故事
I often talk about this story too
特别常常对我的孩子们讲这个故事
I always repeatedly tell the story to my children.
这一次，曾弟兄在加州。
This time, Brother Zen was in California.
那我的大儿子 Elton 就告诉他。
My oldest son Elton told him about it.
他说每一次我们出去旅行，爸爸都跟我们讲浪子的故事。
So every time we go out to travel, Father always talks about the prodigal son.
为什么？我要跟我的儿子讲浪子的故事。
Why is it that I always tell them about the prodigal son?
我要提醒他们父亲是怎么爱他们。
This is to remind them how much God loves them.
我要提醒他们神是什么样子爱他们。
This is to remind them of how much God loves them in this way.
所以我每一次到了这个在外面旅行的时候，大家又坐在一起，说爸爸，这次你讲什么？
And every time we go traveling and we sit down together, they'll say, Dad, what are you talking about this time?
What else? Prodigal son, 对不对？啊，有什么？当然是浪子的故事了。因为在这短短的十四节的经文里头，说尽了神跟人的关系。
Because in these 14 verses, and very briefly, it talks about the condition of man and men.
讲到他对罪人的那个慈爱敞开的心。
And how God's heart is so open as a heart towards man.
我们每次读这个故事，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，都不能不被神的爱所摸着。
Every time we read this story, we cannot but be touched by God's love.
我们现在来看看这几节的圣经。
Let's read these verses.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
And he said a certain man had two sons.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. And he divided his wealth between them.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
And not many days later, the younger son gathered together everything and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
And now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be in need.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
And he went and attached himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And he was longing to fill his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, but no one was willing anything to give to him.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫？”口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, and I am dying here with hunger?
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，年年与他亲嘴。
And he got up and came to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他手指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
But the father said to his slaves, Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And bring the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again, was lost and has been found, and they began to be merry.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到从十一节到十三节那里，就讲到罪人在神面前的光景。
From verse 11 to verse 13, it talks about the condition of sinners before God.
罪人在神面前的光景是骄傲，是自信，是卑劣，是放荡。
For the sinner before God is proud, he's arrogant, he's selfish, and he's doing his own thing.
一个儿子，他居然跑到父亲面前说，父亲，把我该得的财产给我。
How can a son come before his father and say to his father, You give me what I deserve?
不错，这个财产在父亲死后是应该给他的。
And yes, indeed, after the father passes away, his inheritance would be his.
但是父亲还在世，父亲有权控制这个财产。
But the father was still alive, and the father has the power to control the inheritance.
这个儿子居然跑到父亲，你迟早要死，你还在没有这死之前，你就先给我吧。
And how could the son come up to his father and say, You're going to die anyway, why don't you give me the money now?
换句话说，你死了之后，你还是要给我，为什么现在不给我呢？
Why don't you just give it to me now? You're going to die late anyway.
这种态度就是完全没有顾及到 父亲他的权柄，父亲他的情分。
And this is indeed a disregard of the father's authority and his condition.
那罪人在神的面前就是这样。
And so a sinner before God is like that.
我要做什么就做什么。
I want to do whatever I want to do.
我的是我自己赚来的。
I'll eat what I've earned myself.
从来没有想到神的权柄。
And never remembering God's authority.
从来没有想到，若是神没有让这些东西成为我们的，我们就不可能得着。
Not thinking that if God had not allowed this to happen to us or to be given to us, we would not have obtained it anyway.
我们不承认我们的健康是神给的。
We do not accept that our health is God-given.
我们不承认我们的生命是神给的。
We do not accept that our life is God-given.
我们不承认我们的才干是神给的。
We do not accept that our abilities are God-given.
都觉得这是我的。
We feel that this is mine.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是罪人在神面前的态度。
And this is a sinner's attitude before God.
这也是这个浪子在他父亲面前的态度。
And this is the prodigal's attitude towards his father.
他的态度是骄傲的，是卑劣的。
This is an arrogant, rebellious spirit.
人在神的面前，一个最根本的罪就是骄傲。
And the basic attitude, the basic sin of man is indeed a pride and arrogance.
不承认神在我们身上的主权。
Not accepting God's authority in our lives.
并不是因为我们做了坏事，我们才是罪人。
It is not that we've just done bad things and we are sinners.
因为我们从心里面的那个罪性，就让我们做出这些背逆骄傲的事来。
Our sin nature drives us to have arrogance and our rebelliousness.
那十四节跟到十六节就讲到神人离开了神的恩典之后是一个什么样子光景。
And verse 14 to 16 talks about when man leaves himself from the grace of God, that would be the condition.
那这里讲到浪子这个花了所有的资财之后，穷到一个地步，连吃饭都没有钱。
And so this young man, when he left his father, then after a while he became so poor that he didn't even have ability to feed himself.
他甚至于愿意去做放猪的。
He even was willing to go and feed the swine.
也许在今天，放猪并不是一个什么好像了不起的下贱的事情。
In today's world, we don't think of feeding swine as having any problem.
现在美国有个风气，就是猪就变成家庭里头的那种玩物。
Nowadays, even pigs are considered a pet.
一个星期之前，我到我隔壁的邻居去这个谈一件事情，我敲他的门。
I went to a neighbor's home and I knocked on his door recently.
这个一开了门呢，他的一个小儿子站在门口。
His little child was at the door when the door was opened.
旁边一个小猪。
And he had a small pig with him.
那个小孩子 ,Piggy, Piggy.
His child called the pig Piggy.
在美国今天觉得猪很可爱。
Today we consider in America that pigs are very adorable.
而且美国人说猪也很干净。
And Americans like to say that actually pigs are quite clean.
当然了，你一天把它放在地毯上，当然是算是干净的了。
Of course, on a carpet, he's pretty clean.
可是在犹太人的心目中，猪是世界上最脏的东西。
But in the Jewish traditions, swine are the dirtiest animals.
神的律法上要犹太人不要吃这个猪肉。
And in the laws of the Old Testament, it talks about not eating pork.
养猪的人是犹太人所看不起的人。
And the Jews would look down on people who took care of swine.
你就替养猪的人去放猪，那是你是世界上最低下的人。
If you are a swineherd, you would be considered one of the most despicable jobs on earth.
那么一个人饿到一个地步，去跟猪抢东西吃，那就已经到了人间最下流的地步。
And so for a man to go and fight with the pigs for food is really the most lowest level.
也可以说，这个人在世间已经穷困到了一个极点。
And so this person is considered to be the poorest of all poor people.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话告诉我们，人离开了神之后的光景是什么？
And so when we are separated from God, what is the condition?
也许我们觉得放荡自由很舒服。
Maybe we think that we live a life which is loose and we think it's very good.
可是在神的眼光中， 我们是极端的穷困，极端的卑贱。
But in God's views, we are certainly the poorest of poor and the lowest of levels.
神怜恤这样子的人。
And God even loves this sort of people.
我常常讲，罪人在罪中有罪中之乐。
The sinner loves to revel in his sin.
就好像一个猪在污泥里头，他是自得其乐。
It's like a pig that is in mud and dirt, and he revels in it.
可是我们看到在污泥里头的猪是很可怜的。
But yet, when we see that, we are sympathetic. We think it looks kind of miserable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，离开了神的恩典的人，是在一个极端可怕的一个情况之下。
So a person who has left God, he really gets into a very, very sad situation.
只不过是我们不知道而已。
It's just that we don't realize it when we're in it.
那么十七节到十九节就讲到罪人回到神面前的那一条路。
And verse 17 to verse 19, it talks about the way of a person who comes back to God.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣告诉我们，罪人回到神的面前只有一条路。
And the Bible tells us, brothers and sisters, that the way to come back to God is just one way.
那就是认罪悔改。
And that is to repent and confess our sins.
十七节，这个浪子他到了绝境，他自己醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
So in this extreme condition, this young man suddenly came to his senses and said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but here I'm dying of hunger.
这个时候他看到自己那个真实的光景。
That is that he finally realized his own condition.
他知道他需要拯救。
He knew that he needed salvation.
十八节他说，我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And verse 18 says, I'm going to get up to my father, and I'm going to say to him, Father, I've sinned against you, against heaven and in your sight.
从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
And I no longer am worthy to be called your son, just make me one of your hired men.
浪子说，父亲，我错了。
And this young man, this prodigal, came back to his father and said, that, Father, I did the wrong thing.
请你让我回来。
Please let me come back.
收留我，做一个最低贱的在你家里面的工人。
Accept me as just one of your lowest hired servants.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是罪人回到神面前来的路。
This is the way, brothers and sisters, for a sinner to come back to God.
当我们看到自己的贫穷，看到自己的卑贱，
when we see our own poverty and the low state in which we are in,
看到我们对神的背离，
when we see our rebelliousness against God,
明白神恩典的深厚，
to understand the depth of the grace of God,
明白在神恩典里头的那种丰富，
to understand the abundance of the grace of God,
领悟到在神的爱里面的那种温馨，
to understand the depth of the love of God to us,
看到自己对神的那种顶撞，
and understanding our own rebelliousness against God.
啊，我们的心归向神。
And so our heart returns to God.
我说，神啊，收留我。
God, accept me, take me.
随便你把我怎么样看待，我都愿意。
No matter what you give to me, I will be willing.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是回到神面前的路。
This is the way, brothers and sisters, to return to God.
二十节到二十四节就讲到父亲的心。
20 to verse 24, it talks about the heart of the father.
也许我们会想，那我们悔改到神的面前来有什么好处？
And so sometimes you might say, hey, what's the goodness of coming back to God?
二十节到二十一节那里讲到天父对我们完全的饶恕。
Verse 20 to 21, it talks about our Father, our God, our Father, whose complete forgiveness is what he has.
当我们回到神面前来的时候，
when we return to God,
当我们认罪悔改的时候，
when we confess and we come back,
神忘记了我们从前过去一切对他的顶撞，
God forgave all of what we've rebelled against him.
我们从前过去对他的一切的那种无礼，那种骄傲，他都忘掉。
and all the arrogance and all the sort of irrationality of our actions towards him in the past.
神对这些人没有责备,
and if God not only doesn't scold that person at that point,
这个孩子回来,
when the son came back to his father, the father did not scold him.
因为父亲时刻都在等他回来,
because the father was always waiting for his return.
你看呢,当这个儿子回去的时候,
see here when the son comes back to the father.
在十六、二十节那里告诉我们, 相离还远,他父亲看见。
In verse 20 it says, so while he was still a long way off, his father saw him.
这里告诉我们一件事情, 那个父亲自从儿子离家之后, 每天都站在外面, 在等候那个儿子回来。
We understand that since the child went away, the father was waiting there every day, waiting for his return.
所以儿子一回来,
and so the moment his son returned, he saw him far away.
那个父亲每天看到那个庄园的远处,
and so the father was looking far away in the fields there.
每时每刻都盼望看到那个儿子的声音出现,
always hoping to hear the sound of his son coming back.
父亲的心里面 充满了那个饶恕, 充满了那个爱,
his heart was full of forgiveness and of love.
他时时刻刻都在想, 假如我的儿子出现, 我要怎么样子的爱他?
Always thinking that when my son comes back, what should I do to love him?
所以当儿子一出现, 他马上就跑上去,
and so when his son appeared, immediately he went to see him.
他抱住他, 年年亲自,
embraced him, kissed him.
儿子啊,
and he said, son, you finally come back.
我知道你要回来,
well, I know that you would come back.
因为我在等候你,
because I've been waiting for you.
我一直没有绝望,
I have not given up.
儿子说, 父亲, 我得罪了天, 也得罪了你, 从今之后我不配成为你的儿子。
And so the son said, father, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against you, and I'm not worthy to be called your son.
他本来他下面还准备了一段说辞,
he was going to say the next phrase.
你就把我当作你的雇工吧, 你不要把我当作你的儿子了,
let me be just one of your hired servants, not as your son anymore.
他还没说完, 他的父亲就抱住他, 就亲他, 就要他不要再说下去,
before he could continue on, his father embraced him and kissed him so that he could not go on.
因为父亲不会这样子的待遇他,
because the father would not treat him that way.
父亲已经老早忘记了他从前一切的悖逆,
because the father had already forgotten all his rebelliousness.
父亲的心老早准备了要接纳他,
because the father had already prepared himself to accept him totally.
父亲已经把他所有的爱都准备倾倒在他的身上,
because the father already prepared himself to pour out all his love towards him.
你看父亲在22节里的说, 他说把那上好的袍子快拿出来,
and so the father said, quickly put out the best robe and put it on him.
因为父亲老早把这些准备好了,
because he already prepared it, ready to go.
当他的儿子失落的儿子一回来, 这些东西都要立刻给他,
and so when his son came back, he was going to give it to him right away.
他准备在那个地方, 儿子一回来他说你看儿子这个也我给你准备的, 那个也是我给你准备的,
so he said, son, here it is, I've prepared all this stuff for you.
为什么要给儿子这个袍?
Why is it that you would give this robe to him?
他说儿子, 你回来, 我没有把你看成是一个浪子。
And so he is saying to him that when you come back, it's not as a prodigal. I'm not considering you as a prodigal.
我把你看成一个尊贵的客人。
I'm treating you as an honored guest.
我把这个美好的袍子给你穿上。
I've given you the best robe to have you put on.
他说我把这个戒指,
I want to put this ring on your hand.
我要告诉你, 你还是我的儿子,
so that you are still my son.
凡是我所有的, 都是你的,
what is mine is yours.
虽然你有的那一份, 你已经拿走了, 但是现在我要把我所有的都给你。
Even though you took your portion and you spent it, but here is mine and giving to you.
这个戒指是代表权柄,
and the ring represents authority.
这个戒指是代表承受的这个权利,
and this is the authority that is now transmitted.
这个浪子回来只要做个雇工就可够了，但是父亲说你还是我的儿子，你还是我产业的继承人。
The son was willing to come back and just be a hired hand, but the father said, you are my son, you are the inheritor of what I have.
把鞋子给他穿上。
And put sandals on his feet.
俘虏跟奴隶是没有鞋子的。
Those who are hired hands or just servants, they do not have sandals.
儿子自由的是要穿鞋的。
Those are free men, they have sandals.
父亲说：“儿子，你回来是我的贵宾，你回来是我的继承人，你回来是一个自由人。
You come back, you are my honored guest. You are the inheritor of my inheritance, and you are a free man.”
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在主耶稣基督里面都是自由人。
And so, brothers and sisters, before God, in Jesus Christ, we are free people.
我们可以选择什么样子来跟随主。
We can choose what we want to do to follow Christ.
但是让我们不要忘记，神的心是盼望我们爱他、顺服他。
But God's heart is that we will be submissive to Him and love Him. Total reconciliation.
二十三节说，把那肥瘤犊牵出来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And verse 23 says, "Let's bring the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry."
这个父亲。等待了这一天已经等待了好久。
That his father was waiting for this time for a long, long time.
他准备什么时候他的儿子回来，他要这样子的宰了这个肥瘤犊来狂欢来庆祝。
Because his father was preparing for this moment so that when his son returned, he was going to have this fatted calf slain so that we could immediately have a time of merriment.
因为他盼望他的儿子回来也会忘记他过去的一些的创伤。
And so he was also hoping that his son, when he returned, would forget all the pain and suffering he had had before.
让他能够尽量的享受到父亲的爱。
And so that he can totally enjoy the love of his father.
让他在父亲的里面对将来有个绝大的盼望。
And so that he could have this great hope in his father.
这是父亲接待一个归来的罪人的。
And so this is the father receiving the sinner returning.
所以主耶稣说，一个罪人悔改的时候，天使都要欢呼。
And so Jesus said, when a sinner repents, if before heaven, all will be rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹们，这是父亲的心。
This is the heart of the father, brothers and sisters.
第二十四节那里讲到父亲不尽的怜爱。
And in verse 24, it talks about the love of God that is continual.
弟兄姊妹们，我读这个故事，讲这个故事好多年。
I've talked about this story, this message many, many times, many years.
我承认，这个二十四节，我一直不懂。
I really don't quite understand verse 24 after all these years.
一直等到上个月我出去传道，我才懂。
Until recently, last month, I went on a speaking engagement, and I understood this.
我到夏威夷去领一个布道会。
I was in Hawaii and led a evangelistic meeting.
一天早上，我在为这个聚会祷告。
One morning, I was praying for the service.
我就在读这一段的经文。
I was reading this passage.
想让我看到了这两句话的意思。
God, let me see the meaning of this verse.
什么叫做死而复活，死而又得的？
What does it mean? My son was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
或者说这两句话对这个父亲是什么意义？
Or what is the meaning or the implication of these two phrases to the father?
神让我想起我的小儿子出生的事情。
God, let me remember my small child as he was born.
在我们当中有许多人都知道我的小儿子 Alice。
Some of you, many of you know about my youngest son, Alice.
我想许多人都知道我很爱这个孩子。
Many of you know I love this son.
这个孩子对我也是特别的情分。
I have a special relationship with him.
多少年来我一直不了解。
For all these years, I didn't quite understand.
但是在一个月前，当我读这两句经文的时候，我了解。
And one month ago, I was reading this verse, and now I understand.
弟兄姊妹，我可以在这里跟你们讲，因为我了解了这个，所以我就更能够了解神的心。
And the brothers and sisters, because I can understand that verse, I can really more understand God's heart.
我的大儿子啊，这个七岁，我们才有了第二个孩子。
My eldest son was 7 years old before we had our second son.
我的二儿子生下来40天的样子就死了。
My second son, 40 days later after he was born, he died.
那我跟依兰，我们两个人都很伤心。
And both Elaine and I were extremely distressed by it.
因为我们等着第二个孩子实在等了好多年。
Because we've been waiting so long for the second son.
可以说我们心里面那么多的爱情，盼望能够有一个孩子能够来倾倒在他的身上。
It's like we had all this love built up in us, waiting to be poured out to the second child.
很快他就死了。
But very quickly he died.
所以我们祷告。
And so we prayed.
不久，神就让依兰怀孕。
And so not too long afterwards, God allowed Elaine to be pregnant again.
然后 ，Alice 就出生了。
And Alice was born.
我记得。他是清晨差不多一点多钟的时候出生。
I remember it was about 1 a.m. when he was born.
我那时候在那个等候这个等候室里对吧，在打盹。
I was walking around in the waiting room area.
Unfortunately. 那个护士叫醒我，他说：“哎，这个 Mr. Chu, you got a son.”
I was sleeping there, and the nurse came out and said that, Mr. Chu, you have a son.
那我就赶快就跑出去了。
So I ran out.
我一到了这个产房的外面，我就觉得情形不对。
I went to the door of the delivery room, and I knew that something was wrong.
那个接生的医生跑出来，就是这个，朱先生，你的这个小孩子有问题。
And the obstetrician came out to me and said that, Mr. Chu, your son has a problem.
他说他是一个 blue baby.
He's a blue baby.
但是我们现在要把他送到啊这个育婴室去，要这个特别的来这个照顾他。
We have to send him to intensive care unit so that they can specially take care of him.
那么这个时候我就看到一个护士推了我的儿子啊，就到那个加护病房去。
I saw this nurse wheeling the child quickly over to the intensive care area.
我看到那个孩子睡在那里，好像一点生气都没有。
I saw the child sleeping there, and it seemed like there was no motion at all.
我就跟着护士到那个加护病房去。
And so I continued and followed this nurse to the intensive care unit.
他把我的儿子放在一个小的 incubator 里的。
And so the child was put in an incubator.
那么，搞一个氧气筒放在他的鼻子上。
And gave him an oxygen mask over him.
我就站在窗子外面就看着他。
And so I was watching from the window.
我看到那个小孩子呼吸十分的软弱。
I saw that his respiration was very limpid.
在那地方差不多有4个钟点，我没动。
I saw for 4 hours there I didn't move.
我一直就注视那个小孩子。
And I was watching my child.
啊，在我心里许许多多的感觉。
I had many many thoughts in my mind.
我说神拿走了我们一个孩子。
And so I said that God had taken away one of my children.
难不是神要把这个也拿去？
Would God take away a second one too?
我不懂。
I couldn't understand.
那么不久，曾医生来。
Not long later.
我不知道他记不记得，不知道他记不记得。
I don't know if he remembers.
那么他进到那个房子里去，跟我的小孩子听了一下心脏。
And he went in and examined the child.
他出来看我的时候。眼睛里就带着眼泪。
And when he came out, tears in his eyes.
他摇头。
He shook his head.
心脏有 murmur.
He had a murmur in his heart.
那小儿科医生这样子讲，看我的心直往下。
And so when he said that, my heart sank.
到了差不多5点钟的时候，我看到孩子的颜色慢慢的变。
At 5 o'clock in the morning, we saw that his color got better.
我看到他开始有动作。
I saw that he started to have some activity.
最后，护士
And finally, they took off the oxygen from the child.
2天之后, 我们抱着一个孩子回家。
And 2 days later, we could take our child home.
弟兄姊妹们, 从那个时候开始, 我是总觉得这个孩子跟我有特别的情分。
And so from that moment onwards, I had a special relationship with my son.
我一想起他, 就心里面喜乐。
When I thought about him, I was very overjoyed.
我每一天都盼望能够听到他的声音。
And so every day I would like to hear his voice.
我每一天都盼望能够看到他的这个身形。
I would like to see his activity every day.
我的太太常常跟我讲, 她说你偏心。
My wife would often say to me, you are actually partial to him.
两个儿子都是你的, 为什么你特别偏爱这个小儿子?
Two of the children are yours. How come you're partial to this one?
我一直不了解。
I didn't quite understand it.
但是一个月前,
but 1 month ago, I finally realized it.
因为这个儿子, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 是死而复活, 死而有得的。
Because this child was dead, but he came to life again, was lost, and was found again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 你知道不知道父亲的心?
Brothers and sisters, do you know the heart of the Father?
你知道不知道神的心?
Do you know his heart? The heart of God?
我们每一个人在神的眼光中, 都是死而复活, 死而又得的。
Because all of us are dead and come to life again, lost and found again.
我从前不懂得神的心,
I didn't understand God's heart before.
现在圣灵光照我, 我看到了。
The Spirit's enlightenment, I see it now.
所以我特别能够领会, 死而复活, 死而复得, 对这个父亲的什么意思。
And so I understood what it meant to be dead and come back to life and lost and found again.
我也更能够领会到, 神是如何等的爱 这些罪人,
and I can understand how much God loves sinners.
悔改的罪人是神所喜爱的。
The repentant sinner is the one that God loves so much.
在爱的里头没有任何的责备,
and in that love there is no scolding.
完全的宽恕,
and complete forgiveness.
彻底的恢复,
complete restoration.
不尽的爱怜,
and a continued love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 主耶稣用这个比喻, 把父亲的心显明在我们眼前。
Brothers and sisters, God's heart is revealed in this story here.
他告诉我们, 神的心是一颗向所有罪人敞开而热切的心。
And God's heart is indeed open to all sinners.
他在盼望,
He's hoping.
他在时刻的盼望,
always hoping.
他在等待,
waiting.
他在不断的等待,
always waiting.
等待每一个罪人的归来,
waiting for all sinners to come back, every one of them.
弟兄姊妹们, 你有没有体会到天父的心?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand the love of God in his heart?
你若是了解这个天父的心,
if you really understand God's heart,
你必然会看到在我们面前,
you will then see that open door of the gospel of the mission. Yes.
我们这一次的题目是敞开的门。
This theme for this month is the open door.
机会太多了,
there are really too many opportunities.
为什么我们在坐在这个地方不动?
How is it that we're sitting here not doing anything?
为什么我们没有任何的反应?
How is it that we have no response?
你知道不知道, 天父, 时刻在等候每一个罪人的归来。
You know that God is continually, always waiting for each sinner to come back.
你的反应是什么?
And what would your response be?
求神光照我。
May God enlighten us. Let's pray.
主，谢谢你光照我们。
Lord, thank you for enlightening us.
你的话语真是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
Indeed, your word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our way.
主啊，借着你的话语, 让我们更明白你的心。
And indeed, through your word, we can understand your heart better.
你不但爱我们,
not only do you love us,
你是那样子热切地爱我们,
you love us so passionately.
你盼望我们亲近你,
you hope for us to be close to you.
你盼望所有 离开你的人回到你的面前。
You want all those who have left you to come back to you.
今天在我们当中有许多你的儿女。
Today there are many of your children here.
求主让他们看到你的心意。
That they pray that Lord that they will see your heart.
在我们当中有许多还不认识你的人。
There are many people who still don't know you as yet.
也求主让他们知道你爱他们。
May the Lord let them know that you love them.
在等候他们回来。
And that you are waiting for them to return.
让他们欢喜快乐地回来
and they may come back in joy.
真正地领受到你奇妙的爱
to truly appreciate and receive your love and your wonderful love.
所以我们求主的话语在这个教会里继续做工
Lord, that your word might indeed continue to work in the lives of this church here.
让这个敞开的门永远是他们的意象
So that this open door might always be the vision of this church here.
也让他们欢喜快乐地年心年手的一同迈向那个敞开的门
So we know that with joy we can with hands held go forward towards this opportunity
我们这样的祷告靠耶稣基督圣名
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.